Hello friends, before we begin today's lecture, I want to let you know about my Unlock God Mode experience and the special May 2024 cohort that we're going to be doing this upcoming month. Unlock God Mode is a unique 10-hour audio course that invites you on a powerful journey of awareness, intention, consciousness, and manifestation. Inside the course, you'll be taught powerful tools and manifestation frameworks to help you unlock the next level of your reality, uplevel your creation skills, deepen your relationship with yourself, and develop a limitless mind, and also tap into absolute faith and trust in the divine. We are about to begin the May 2024 Unlock God Mode cohort, so for anyone who joins Unlock God Mode this week, you will be added to the May 2024 group coaching calls. These are bonus weekly group calls with me and other members of the group, and I'll only be doing them this May. Also, as a bonus, for those that join this week, you'll receive a one-on-one personal coaching call with me to help you with any challenges or goals that you have. So head over to unlockgodmode.xyz or use the link in the show notes to lock in your spot in the Unlock God Mode experience. For those that join, this will be an extraordinary, life-changing, transformative experience for you, and I'm so excited to have you in the group. I hope to see you inside the course, and now, enjoy this episode. Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip, what to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode. Hello, beautiful soul. Let me share with you some of the lessons I learned from a mushroom trip. Very recent. I did one yesterday. Took my breath away. This was one of the most exhilarating mushroom trips of my life. I can't even describe the things I saw and the things I experienced. And it made me realize the depth of this trip and the exhilaration of it and the roller coaster nature of a mushroom trip. I wanted to talk about that in case anyone is going through similar deep trips and perhaps they're a little bit nervous about going on a deep trip or they don't know if they'll be able to handle themselves. I have a belief that the mushrooms will give you what you can handle. If you go into it with a good intention and an intentional dose, meaning, yes, you can push yourself to an extreme if you feel called to it, but you don't do it recklessly, you do it with intention. You know, if you want to do a deep trip, why do you want to do it? You know, is it to escape? Is it to discover something new? Is it from a place of curiosity? I feel like intentions that come from a place of curiosity have very positive power in them. It's a very pure intention. Whereas intentions that are more, I want some sort of end goal out of this, they tend to sometimes fall flat on their face. So if you're going to do a deep trip with mushrooms, I really recommend going into it with no expectations and being ready for a ride. And it could be a rough ride, could be a smooth ride. You really got to tune in beforehand as well to make sure you're of sound mind and sound mood and that you're really quite stable. So this trip that I did yesterday, it pushed me in so many beautiful ways. And it was, I'm not sure if I had done this sort of trip a year or two ago, if I would have been able to handle it. Maybe I would have, but it seems to me like the more you explore this world, the more you learn how to navigate it, and the more you learn how to surf the waves of energy. I really like the surfing analogy because it feels to me like if you're a surfer and you want to ride the really big waves, You know, you've got to train your way up there. If you do that and you pull it off, then that ride can be the most exhilarating ride of your life. But if you go and try to surf a big wave before you're ready, it'll probably slap you around a little bit. And that's what happens in mushroom trips as well, is sometimes people get cosmically slapped if they go into a territory that they're not necessarily ready for. What makes one ready for a deep trip? What makes one able to surf those waves, the highs and the lows, and to maintain your balance? This is for me the absolute key, maintaining my balance in a trip, that no matter what happens, and all sorts of things happen, as you probably know if you've had a deep trip of any plant medicine, you experience all sorts of emotions, all sorts of memories. And there's a couple factors that I think are really important if you're going to do a deep trip of mushrooms or ayahuasca, DMT. A couple factors. One is the trust factor. You've got to have absolute trust in the universe, in the trip. You've got to trust that whatever shows up in the trip is the perfect thing that is part of the ceremony. Trusting that whatever shows up in the trip is the perfect thing to train your soul. And so even if something initially looks iffy or dodgy, or it feels like the trip has gone sideways, try to reframe that as, no, this is still part of the trip, and how I react to this moment and how I navigate this moment and how I surf the wave of this moment in the trip is part of the school. It's part of the education of the trip. This is not something that, you know, there's no time out in a trip. And just because something seems to have gone sideways or is a little bit too intense or dramatic, or it feels like it's not part of the ceremony or part of the trip, it is in fact the trip. So seeing everything as part of the trip and having absolute faith and absolute trust in yourself to handle it, in the shrooms to guide you through it, in the plant medicine to guide you through it, in the universe itself, know that you are safe. And I should pause here and say this applies specifically to intentional trips done in a proper environment, meaning your home, a safe environment, somewhere where you feel comfortable, somewhere relatively private, either by yourself or with good people. If you're doing shrooms recklessly in an inappropriate environment, like a party or a place where there's a lot of people, a lot of energies, you may have a good time, but that is not surrendering to the trip. That is not trusting and having faith that everything will be good, because you have not done the prep work required. Very important to do the prep work before you start a trip, making sure you're in a good environment, you've got a good intention, you're coming into it with a clear mind, a pure mind. I have an episode around this called 8 Things to Do Before Any Mushroom Trip. I'll link to it in the show notes. So please listen to that if you haven't already. There is a solid foundation that needs to be prepared for a deep trip. But once you have that in place, you know you're in a good environment, and you know you've done everything possible to have a smooth ride, then you can really let go and trust. And you're not worried about external factors, environmental factors. You know you've done the work. So circling back to trust, trusting that everything that happens in the trip is meant for you. There are no mistakes in a trip. There are only decisions of how you react to certain moments, and there's no mistakes. There's no mistakes. There's no failures. It's just learning opportunities. An analogy that came to my mind last night was, if you look at a toddler and he's trying to walk, if he falls down, it's not a failure. But if he takes his first step, then it is, of course, exhilarating. So there's both sides to it. It's exhilarating when you have navigated a moment in a trip and you've gotten the lesson out of it and you've integrated what you think the shrooms wanted to teach you in that moment. That is extremely exhilarating, just like watching someone take their first step. It's exhilarating. But equally, if you are not able to integrate something in the moment and you fall down or you react in a negative way, that is not failure. That is part of the process. That lesson will come back around either in the same trip or in another trip in the future. You will have another chance to take another step and grow from that. So see every single thing in the trip as for you, for your training. It's a school for you to learn, to grow, to evolve. There's a quote by Aubrey Marcus that I saw recently about bad trips, and I'm going to read it out loud because I think it relates to this. A psychedelic trip only becomes a bad trip when you place something happening outside of the ceremony. If you adopt the attitude that everything that happens is part of the ceremony, then the only outcome is growth. But the moment that you start believing that something is wrong and you try to escape the ceremonial frame, now you're in a quote-unquote bad trip. I fully relate to this quote. I feel like in some of my earlier mushroom explorations, there was iffy moments in the trip that I framed as outside of the ceremony. It was like I had the attitude of, these are the things that are part of the mushroom trip. These are part of the ceremony. And then there was these other surprises or unexpected events, and I placed them outside the trip. And what I've noticed in last night's trip is that I was fully surrendering to every single moment of that trip as being part of my ceremony. It was invaluable. It helped me so much to navigate the dips and the highs and the lows and the valleys and the peaks, because whether it was a peak or a valley, I was able to integrate it as a lesson. I wasn't trying to label a moment as right or wrong. I was simply flowing with where the waves of the mushroom trip were taking me and doing my absolute best to navigate and to maintain balance on the psychedelic surfboard. But if I did fall off, I didn't blame myself. I just found a way to get back on. And this is something I want to impart to anyone doing serious trips and going on these deep adventures, is to not make yourself wrong for any reaction you have in a trip, but to simply find your balance again. And you'll see when you look back at the whole trip at the end of the night, you'll see how everything was perfect. It all served your storyline. It served your evolution. It served your growth. And you'll come to appreciate every moment in a trip. So when it comes to deep trips, I think the trust is so important. The surrender piece, fully surrendering to a trip. And also something I wrote in my notes was activation. I feel like there's moments in a mushroom trip where you are being called to step into a new energetic place. You're being called to step into the greater man or woman that you know you are deep down. And it's almost like an initiation. You're energetically claiming a new frequency. And you'll get those invitations in a trip. It's hard for me to describe exactly how it happens. But you'll know it when you feel it. There's moments in the trip where there's a transformation that's occurring, but the mushrooms need your collaboration. They can take you 50% of the way there, or 60, or even 90%, but there needs to be that 10% from you that is ready to claim the energetic piece, the energetic lesson, the initiation. You've got to go through the fire. And so I felt that on last night's trip, there was several powerful activations and powerful moments in the trip where I was able to confront certain fears. I was able to step into my greatness, step into my power, and activate that frequency. And I know from prior mushroom experiences that there was moments in prior trips where I was not able to step up in the moment, that some sort of fear held me back. And so I was so blessed and grateful that I've gotten to the point where I was so in my divine trust that I was able to flow with where the mushrooms were asking me to go and not hold myself back, not be afraid, not try to control the trip, but to really flow with where it goes. And so for anyone who's doing a deep trip and there's a moment in the trip where you feel called to express something and you feel some sort of energy flowing through you, do not resist. Step up to it. Dance with it. See what happens. There is a gift on the other side of that that is waiting for you. And it's your free will if you want to claim it or not. The mushrooms will put out the invitation. They'll set the perfect set of energetic circumstances for you to claim the next piece of the puzzle in your journey, the next lesson, the next energetic activation, the next timeline, your highest timeline. I believe that we have infinite timelines available to us. From the cosmic perspective, they're all equally good, but that there are timelines that serve your highest good and that hold the most evolution for you and the most power for your soul's evolution. And in my mushroom trips, it feels like I get a sneak peek at the highest timeline for myself. I get an energetic sneak peek, and I get to play in that space, and I get to step into that energy. And that's what I mean by activations, is that you'll be shown certain things on a mushroom trip, but you've got to be ready to step up. I do also want to talk about control versus surrender, because I feel like there is a discernment there to be made as well. So I do talk a lot about surrendering to a trip, but equally, you've got to also direct the trip. This may sound paradoxical perhaps, but you don't want to surrender to the point where you give away any sort of agency or power in the direction of your life. You are the director of your life, and you are also the director of this experience. Now, if I circle back to my surfing analogy, I think this will make sense. When you go and choose to surf in the high waves, you have to surrender to Mother Nature. But equally, you have to direct your flow and your balance and the direction of your surfboard. So you've got to direct the trip as well. And so it's not accurate to say that you should surrender to the point where you completely let go of control of the board. That will happen in certain moments, like an ego death, I think, is a good example, where you actually do need to fully surrender, but you'll know it, you'll feel it. And this is where I feel the discernment has to come in. There's moments in the trip where you got to step up and direct, and you got to make choices of, this is how I want the trip to flow. And there's other moments where you have to feel the waves and go, you know, these waves are clearly leading me somewhere. I'm going to surrender to the flow. You will feel it. You'll feel the best course of action is to surrender. For the most part, surrender is your best bet. But equally, remember that you have the directing power. And if you want to step in the trip and you want to intend something new, or you want to change the music, want to change the environment, you can do that. You just have to be very discerning about where that desire is coming from. And you don't want to overpower the mushrooms. You want to really work with the mushrooms and collaborate and hear them out. And if they're leading you somewhere and it's uncomfortable, but it feels like a lesson for you, then surrender the lesson. I might talk more about this in a future episode, because I feel like this is a nuanced subject, and I would be curious to know what your experiences have been with surrender versus directing. If I can use a filmmaking analogy, it's like when you're directing a film, yes, you are the director, but equally there's factors outside your control, like the weather, the lighting, the way your crew works, the way your actors work. There's certain elements in filmmaking that, as much as you can direct it, there's also a piece of it that you need to surrender or flow with. But you don't surrender in a haphazard way. You're flowing with the circumstances of the film set. And so if we tie that back into a trip, the trip set, you know? You're flowing with where the trip wants to take you and equally being intentional about it and equally surrendering to the magic. When the magic comes up in a trip, you don't want to direct that at all. You want to take it in. You want to learn from it. There's another lesson I wanted to touch on, which is that one of the things that helps you maintain balance in a deep trip and also in life, right? This is so funny because so many of these lessons from mushrooms apply to life equally. You want to remain unmoved. There's a Neville Goddard quote that describes this perfectly. Neville was a mystic in the 1900s. He wrote a lot about reality creation, manifestation. He didn't use the word manifestation, but that's what it would be called today. And here's his quote. "Standing still is the deep conviction that all is well. It is done. No matter what is heard or seen, you remain unmoved, conscious of being victorious in the end." And there's another quote where he used the same line. "You remain unmoved and unimpressed." Unmoved and unimpressed. I feel like these are very powerful words. So I'll talk about this first from Neville's perspective and then the mushroom perspective. So from Neville's perspective, what he's talking about here is in the 3D hologram, the 3D events, they're illusions. And you must remain unmoved and unimpressed when things seem to be going sideways. And you must hold firm to the conviction in your mind, in the mental world, that all is well. That you are victorious, that things are working out for you. And when something in the 3D contradicts that, you remain unmoved. Now, it doesn't mean you deny it. You just remain unmoved. You don't emotionally attach yourself to it. Now, the way I see this playing out in a mushroom trip is very, very similar in that in the mushroom trip, all sorts of things can come up. Scary things, nerve-wracking things, exhilarating things. And when something comes up that is overwhelming or scary, the best thing you can do is to remain unmoved. Don't let the illusion move you. Learn from it, listen to it, see what the mushrooms want to tell you, see what this moment, even if it feels scary or uncomfortable, get curious about it, don't deny it, but remain unmoved. The way I've seen this play out in some of my previous trips when I was less experienced is something would happen in the trip that I felt was wrong or bad or I didn't want to experience it. And I would basically do the equivalent of running around trying to fix it. This is perhaps what people mean when they say they spiral down in a trip or they go into a thought loop, is that they get very involved in what is being shown to them. And they go down this rabbit hole. Sometimes it's hard to come out of that. And what I've learned in my trips is that you have some control over how attached or detached you are from the trip. There's moments in a trip where you can, something will float up to the surface, a memory or an emotion, and you can get really attached and follow that tangent, God knows where. Or you can observe it. You can become a bit of a detached observer and just look at it. You can remain unmoved and just observe what's going on without being so emotionally tangled up in it. And this, I feel, is one of the keys to navigating a very deep trip that will take you into all sorts of places, and you really want to maintain that balance. And the best way to maintain your balance is to be discerning, be vigilant, be a student of the trip, but be unmoved. I think it's similar to being in a nightmare and taking the nightmare at face value and running away from the monsters, or becoming a little bit lucid in the dream and turning around and facing the monsters. And immediately the monsters lose all power. You know you're in a dream. And so when you're tripping, something comes up, it's overwhelming. The key there is to realize the illusion of the trip, also the illusion of life itself, the illusion of the universe, the illusion of the 3D, and to take a step back mentally and just observe. And this applies equally to life as well. Everything in your life is an illusion. You can see it as a video game, a hologram, a simulation, a dream. Pick your perspective. It's there to train your soul, but it's ultimately not real in the sense that your soul is safe. Just like when you play a video game, your actual physical body is safe. You're sitting on the couch, you're playing the video game. And whatever happens to your avatar in the video game is an illusion. And I feel like what life is you just end up going so deep into the video game, you forget that your real self is sitting on the couch. And that's part of the game. You wanted to experience this illusion so convincingly that it feels absolutely real. That's the fun of the game, that you forget you're playing a game and you feel like all of the problems and challenges around you are very real and very scary. But it helps to remind yourself that this is an illusion. It doesn't mean you don't take the illusion seriously. You still want to pay attention to it. You want to learn from the game of life. You want to learn from the simulation. You want to learn from your hologram. You want to extract the lessons that are there for you. But equally, you don't have to get caught up in the illusion. It helps to remind oneself that at the end of the day, it is an illusion. Nothing can truly go wrong here in this reality, because your higher self, your soul, is completely safe, is eternal, is infinite, is just having the time of his or her life playing this game on earth, even through the trials and tribulations of your life. There's an amazing book called Busting Loose from the Money Game by Robert Sheinfeld, and this book is one of a kind. I've never read a book quite like this. It's wild. Every person that I've recommended this book has gotten something powerful out of it. So if you want to learn more about the hologram and how everything is an illusion, that would be the book for you to check out. Busting Loose from the Money Game. It really should be called Busting Loose from the Hologram. Has a very funny cover as well. So don't be fooled by the cover, because inside there's some major gold. I'll link to it in the show notes so you can find it easily. Well, that's all for today. I feel like I've talked for hours here. I've tried to cover some of the major lessons that came up on this trip, and also hopefully to help anyone that is going on a deep trip themselves or even a small trip. All of these lessons apply equally to small trips. It's just easier to navigate a small dose, I feel. If there's a final lesson I want to end it with, is the lesson of gratitude. I mean, there were so many moments in my trip yesterday where I just hugged my blanket. I was in bed, tripping. I just hugged my blanket and I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is unbelievable. This is incredible. What a blessing to experience this trip, this life. What a blessing to have this adventure on planet Earth, and to have the cosmic adventure of the trip as well. So gratitude is a constant lesson. It comes up on every single trip, I think. Every single trip for me, it's that gentle reminder. Savor the moment. Savor life. Savor every single thing that you enjoy in your life. Really squeeze the juice out of every beautiful moment, because it's there for you. It's all for you. Well, thank you for listening. If you want to hear more episodes, go to The Microdose at microdose.fm. I also have another podcast called The James Zander Trip, where I talk to guests about the nature of reality, mushrooms, psychedelics, mindset, entrepreneurship. So you can find that at jameszander.com. And I also have a YouTube channel. Please check it out in the show notes. And I'll see you in the next episode. Much love. Okay, hold on. There's more lessons. I was going to end this episode, and then as I paused the recording, more downloads came in. One important piece, if you're going to do a deep trip, don't make it unnecessarily difficult for yourself. And I'll give you my own personal example. I wanted to do this deep trip about 3 days ago, and I had some really stressful circumstances going on in my life, and I was like, I don't know if I should do the trip today because I feel really stressed out. And equally, I know that if I do it, maybe the mushrooms will help me with the stress. And I tuned into it and I thought, no, this is not the day to do it. I'm not going to use the mushrooms as a way to dissolve stress. I'm going to deal with the stress on my own. And I'm going to do this trip in 1 or 2 days. And I'm sure that any lessons that I needed to receive today, if I'm still needing to hear them, they will show up in 2 days. And that's what I did. And when I did the trip yesterday, and I tuned in before the trip, I felt really good. I did not feel stressed. I felt like I was in the perfect mind space to go into this trip. And I think that's why it flowed so well for me and why I was able to navigate it in with balance, with grace, with trust, with surrender, because I felt really good going into it. In fact, when the shrooms started kicking in, I felt the roller coaster beginning quite early. And I, you know, from my experience, I know that the earlier I feel the roller coaster, that means it's just going to go that much deeper in an hour or two or three. So I knew I was embarking on a pretty deep journey, but I felt nothing but exhilaration. But I know that had I done this trip 2 days ago in that stressful state, probably it would not have been the same trip. It would have been a much more difficult trip, much more painful trip. And there are times where I like that. I like to bring the difficulty of life into a mushroom trip and work with the mushrooms on that. There's nothing wrong with a difficult trip, but it's different flavors for different times, you know? So I feel like really tune into what kind of trip you want to have, especially if you're doing a deep trip from a sense of curiosity and exploration and non-attachment. I think that was the key as well. If I'd gone into the trip when I was stressed out, I would have had a subconscious attachment to solving the problem I was stressed about. I would have been asking of the shrooms to help me with this specific problem. I need this solved. I need this fixed, you know? Whereas when I did it yesterday, I had no attachments. I was very ready to learn and I was open to all lessons, but I wasn't needing to fix anything. I knew that whether I did this trip or I didn't, whether I got lessons out of it or it was just a fun ride, I would learn something out of it. And that state of non-attachment, I really want you to feel that before any deep trip. Be unattached. Don't expect any lessons to come in. They will come. Absolutely, they will come. I think it's impossible to have a deep trip and not learn something about yourself, about life. The lessons will come. But which lessons and how they come and which problems they solve for you, they're not really going to solve. You're going to solve your problems for you, right? The mushrooms will give you guidance. But it won't be, don't prescribe which guidance you want to receive. I think that's super, super helpful. So that was the bonus lesson for those who stayed till the end. There was one other thing. The playlist that I listened to yesterday for my trip was the most amazing playlist. I knew it was going to be an epic playlist because it's by one of my favorite musicians, but man, this was just the perfect, perfect playlist. So on YouTube, you can find it by typing in Marsh DJ Set Live from Castello. I'll link to it in the show notes. If you're doing a trip soon, I highly recommend this playlist. And I also have many other playlists from my previous trips that I have stress tested. I have mushroom tested them. They are proven to work. And you can find those at jameszander.com/playlist. I'll put that in the show notes as well. All right. Thank you for listening. For those who stayed around for the bonus lessons, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening, and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.